Okay, let's do one on a patient by the name of Paxton, first name, P-A-X-T-O-N, last name, J-O-S-L-I-N, 62904. This young lady is quite accomplished. She's only 20 years old, but she's already a teacher at a private school. She's read on the internet that when people have thyroid issues, they can also have palpitations. She has some issues with low thyroid, has been on thyroid since she was in eighth grade, has gained a lot of weight in the past, but also lost it. She tells me that her hair is getting thin, she's got some nausea. She was told that that could be related to her thyroid. She had some palpitations. Missed a period only one time, but then she's concerned that her thyroid may be underactive. She needs a TSH done. She's been taking her medications off and on, but she was also concerned that she might have goiter and thyroid nodularity, period. The paragraph patient is here today for a full evaluation. COVID immunization times one. She's not married. She's a teacher, as I mentioned. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 8/26/24. Missed a period previously, but not last month. Allergy, none. Medication, levothyroxine, 50 micrograms since she was in 8th grade. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, surgery, none. Family history, thyroid issues, runs in the family. Review of system as above, 177 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 20, 76, 124, 83. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs to clear, abdomen soft, mixture, activity, skin shows, no rash, or mucosa, with any lesion, logical, non-focal. Number one, hypothyroidism. Number two, we talked about hypothyroidism, also being hand-in-hand, go hand-in-hand with above-mentioned symptoms. Number two, check TSH. Next one is check blood work. Next one is check cholesterol, liver function test, as well as B12 and vitamin D. Next number, I looked at her thyroid on the ultrasound. She does have a very thin-looking thyroid, but there's no nodularity or other concerns. Next number, I looked at her abdomen because of nausea. There's no gallstones or any other abnormality. Her liver looks normal. There's no fatty liver noted. Next number, we looked at a carotid and face of vertigo, and that was completely within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram was done because of thyroid issues, and again, there's no abnormality in the echocardiogram, and her pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits. The paragraph findings were discussed with patient at length. Next number, patient was given her levothyroxine, 50 microgram, but I will call her with the results as soon as the results are available to see if we need to adjust any of her medications. Thank you.